Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Welcome back. Moolala, Money Made Simple, is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. Mortgage rates have gone through the roof, through the ever-loving roof. Now, not everybody's feeling it yet if you're still locked into one of those amazing rates, but still, if you've got a mortgage in a couple of years, you're eventually going to be paying more. If you've got amazing credit, if you've got a solid income, if you've got some equity in your house, you're going to qualify for the best rates, right? What if you don't? What if you don't have those three things? You may be looking at another option. And one other option is something called a private mortgage. What is it? How do they work? What do they cost? For more on this, we're joined by Frances Hinojosa. She is the co-founder and mortgage broker at Tribe Financial Group. She joins us from Oakville, Ontario today. Hello there.
Good afternoon, Bruce. How are you today?
I am good. I am ambivalent about this topic of private mortgages. I think we need to have this conversation, but I see some pros and cons for Canadians who go this path. And I'm sure those who do would prefer not to have to, but I think we need to begin with a definition. When you use that phrase, what do you mean?
And you know what, Bruce, I have to start off by saying we are both on the exact same page. So I've been doing financing for about three decades now. So private mortgages have always been in place. And, you know, back in the day, if you go back to three decades ago, private mortgages weren't as in the forefront as they currently are today. So those that don't know, a private mortgage can actually be, it's a broad range. So most people, when they think of private mortgages, they're thinking about the loan shark John in the back alleyway, and that's not necessarily the case. So there are some private mortgage firms, they're called MICs, they're mortgage investment companies. So essentially what that is the company out there will go to a bunch of investors who will invest their money into this pool of funds, and then that private mortgage company will then lend against an asset such as your house or land to provide you financing for that property. So that's essentially what a private mortgage is.
And what is different in terms of rate? And I'm not going to ask you to quote a rate, but what would be the difference between what you would pay if you had all the things and you could get the best mortgage rate in town? Would you be looking at an additional 7 percentage points, 5 percentage points? What are you adding onto the top when you go that path?
So it really depends. So there's a broad range depending on how, you know, it's that range of how pretty your file looks to how complex or how many hairs or how ugly necessarily the situation is. You know, today, in today's rate environment, a consumer getting a private mortgage should anticipate anywhere to have double to triple the interest rates. So if you're looking at a rate today of, let's just go with 5% to keep it easy, because it's give or take most standard mortgages today, you know, most consumers should be looking at anywhere from paying anywhere from 10 to upwards of even 15% at the end of the day. But there's another part of it too, Bruce, that most consumers should be aware of as well. It's not just the interest rate, but private mortgages also come with fees. So those are fees that you would have to pay at more at the time of closing, depending on the size of the mortgage and depending on the percentage. So those fees can be anywhere from a broker fee and also a lender fee in the range of anywhere from 1% all the way up to, I've seen crazy lender fees all the way up to 5-6%. That's also pegged on to that mortgage as well. So that's a very important for consumers to be aware of that also.
You would not want to go this route if you didn't have to, simply because of the rate. I mean, that you could just stop right there and say, I'd rather go someplace where I can get a lower rate. What are the circumstances in which this might be the only option that a client has?
You know, for private mortgages, the only option, in my mind, a private mortgage should be used almost like a chess move. It's sort of like a move to go from one situation to another situation. It should never be an end all of all. So, you know, someone's in desperate needs of funds right away. So, you know, now it's tax time. So maybe, you know, they weren't expecting such a large tax bill. They're really stuck in a situation that they have the pressure that they have to pay that tax situation right now. So we've seen that with CRA tax arrears, because you never want the government putting that lien on that property and paying interest on your taxes, because it's going to be far more than what you're going to pay on the private. We've seen it in situations where clients had to, you know, close a transaction very quickly. Maybe there's something that has happened with the purchase of their home. So they're stuck in a situation where they have to close that purchase. But again, there is a, what we call an exit strategy at the end. Like, what is going to happen next? You should never be setting up a private mortgage and letting it ride out for infinity like any other traditional mortgage.
Is it fair to say then that, you know, say you've got $1 million house, which is not even an expensive house these days, and you've got 300 grand in equity, 700 that you're borrowing, you would really not be putting that full 700 on the private mortgage. This might be a second mortgage or a short-term arrangement as you described.
It should be a short-term arrangement or a second mortgage. That's what we see in most circumstances, that individuals are putting it behind their existing first mortgage. But there are situations where clients do. Some Canadians have free and clear properties, so they could just be in a life event where they're not being able to qualify at a traditional lender. So again, this is sort of that play where, okay, we're going to put you in a private mortgage right now, and here's what we're going to do in order to move you on to the next stage to get you into more traditional financing down the road.
How do penalties work on a private mortgage? How does a lump sum payment work on a mortgage? Because in the traditional world, there's a whole bunch of features and all sorts of different ways that you can structure it, some which Canadians understand and some which they don't. But penalties and lump sums are things that can be a really important part of that mortgage product.
And I think that is a very great question, because I find that most consumers will just get hung up on the interest rates per se, as opposed to the features of the mortgage. I'm sure you've talked about this in other segments, even with traditional mortgages. With private mortgages, it can vary, really, Bruce. So it's super important that if you are going down this path that you have to entertain a private mortgage, that you are reading the fine print in those clauses. Some private mortgages are completely closed. Some might have up to a 6-month interest penalty. Some might be completely open. So when you're doing a private mortgage, because there is that exit strategy at the end, or there's a purpose there, those little fine details of the features are uber, uber important to ensure that you're not, it's not costing you more money down the road. You don't want to be in a private mortgage and then find out, oops, you can't pay it out. It's a 6-month interest penalty when you only needed this product short term. So if you have to get a private mortgage, I can't stress enough, please make sure that your mortgage broker, your mortgage professional is going through all the fine details of it to make sure that those terms meet your needs.
Let's assume that a client calls you with this idea. What are the 14,000 questions that you are going to ask them to try and come up with a solution that isn't that?
Well, I mean, you know what? A private should never be the first stop coming out of any mortgage broker's mouth. I would say to a consumer, if you talk to a mortgage professional and right at the beginning of the conversation, they are putting in a private without asking deep diving questions, I would say run and find another mortgage professional. Simple as that. You know, a mortgage professional should be asking a question as, what are your needs for this financing? What are your long-term goals? What is your cash flow? What is your budget? You know, asking questions about your credit situation, your income situation. I've seen more often than not where we've had at our firm, privates come across our desk after they've been set up and clients are coming in now to try to look for an exit strategy, where these mortgages could have been set up with traditional lenders under a plethora of programs that are out there and available to you. So make sure the broker is doing a deep dive in your financial situation and not necessarily just looking at the equity in a property and saying, here you go, simple as that, see you later. But understanding what your needs are for this financing and understanding what your exit strategy is and your cash flow at the end of the day.
We often talk about the problem versus the symptom. So the symptom is, you know, I'm strapped. I need additional flexibility financially. And that could be a private, it could be refinancing, traditional refinancing, it could be a private mortgage, but that's not the fundamental problem. There is often something that is underneath that need for money. It could be a job loss, a divorce, a mental health issue, a physical health issue. What role do you think the very best lending professionals play in helping clients illuminate the actual problem that has put them in these really tough circumstances?
I think the best mortgage professional there will go beyond the application. You know, the application's easy. You know, what's your name, your date of birth, your social insurance number, what income do you make, what's your asset and liabilities? It's understanding the emotion behind the money and the emotion behind the situation. I'm a firm believer, and even at our firm, that with money, there's such a strong emotional tie to it that sometimes individuals think their problems can be greater than they actually can be, or there's not a solution or hope out there. A good mortgage professional is going to come to it from an angle of empathy and emotion to really understand who you are as a consumer and what your life goals are and what your purpose is behind, let's say, if this is for home ownership or if this is for another reason that you're borrowing this money, to sort of ground you down so you're not making stressful decisions that might be disastrous down the road. They're going to go beyond the nuts and bolts and get behind actually the crux of the problem and have some empathy and understanding, and tying that also into your monthly cash flow. Because let's be honest, at the end of the day, if your mortgage product doesn't meet your monthly cash flow, that's going to be a highly stressful situation. So you might be going from stress to additional stress. That should never be the case. So they should be having a wholehearted conversation with you.
The reason we're having this conversation in the first place is because of the data that is illustrating an increase in the number of private mortgages in this country. How worrying is that for you?
Very worrying for me. Like I said, Bruce, I've been doing this for over three decades. And when I saw the last FSRA report, so I'm just looking at Ontario. So there's something called an error report that brokers are required to report in their annual numbers to FSRA every year of how much products they do and what type of products they do. And the data is very glaring. So from, 2019 to 2022, there's been a 72% increase in private mortgages from $13 billion to $23 billion. Like, we can see the glaring trends even at our own office of clients coming in sort of after the fact, where we're doing consultation and cleanup of trying to put them in a better situation. What's concerning about this is it really shows what happened during COVID. I think there was this sense of home ownership and this FOMO and this, myth that interest rates would stay ultra low for a very long time. And just get into the market, real estate will always increase without, thinking long-term with your plans and just thinking instant gratification.
Very, very tough situation for people, Frances. Thank you for joining us to talk about it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me as a guest. It's been great.
Frances Hinojosa is the co-founder and a mortgage broker at Tribe Financial Group. She's in Oakville, Ontario. We were talking about private mortgages. Obviously, it is a last resort option for some people. They need to pursue this path. But whew, there's some things you should know before you take that route.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.